Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and this is Mondays with Mo. We're back at it for another season, and it's our weekly visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. And John will be with us every Monday throughout the baseball season. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Top-quality jewelry at affordable prices. Just go online, look at their selection, incredible selection, lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. If you go to the store, it's in the heart of Ladue. Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they're there every day. And tell them that Danny Mac sent you. That's lordosdiamonds.com. Lots to get into with John Mozeliak. We'll talk about Marcelo Ozuna, Dexter Fowler, biggest surprises so far in camp, the initial start to Mike Schilt, full year as the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. So all that and so much more to get into with John Mozeliak down here in spring training 2019, Jupiter, Florida. Back with Mo in a moment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. First time in 2019, we get the chance to visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. And John, last year was something that fans looked forward to on every Monday, and we certainly appreciate you doing it this year. Thank you so much.
Well, that's surprising, but I'm glad to hear that, and thank you. No, I do feel like it's a unique opportunity to give our fans some insight of what's going on and perhaps a little bit behind the curtain look at what's happening with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, let's start with a very general question. How's camp been going?
You know, I think this has been a very efficient camp, a good paced camp, and most importantly, it's one of those where you look up and you have 2 weeks left here. And it's hard to believe that it's moved that quickly without any real landmines or potholes that have really slowed us down. I mean, I think the one thing that stands out from an injury standpoint right now is Carlos Martinez. But for the most part, our position players have looked good. They're healthy. And, you know, I'm knocking on wood as we're doing this. But, you know, from that standpoint, there's a lot of positives. Now, we still have, you know, 2 weeks left of baseball games down here in Jupiter, and some decisions will have to be made. But certainly feel like this roster is taking shape, and I think the confidence level in where this team is at is very high.
I don't know about you, but, you know, I've been doing it for over 20 years. You've been around here for a long time, more than me. I can't remember a camp that has been this competitive. Now, we say it every year, but it seems like there are so many different directions you could go with pitching in particular. Is that a fair statement that this might be the most competitive camp that you've had in pitching especially?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think really the nuance here is what roles do people right. end up taking? Because when you look at the depth that's been created on this roster, obviously you can only have five guys that start. I mean, even in this new age where you have what quote the opener role, but you know, for us, it's going to come down to where do we think we're maximizing each person's strengths, and I think that's the part that we still need to navigate. And you know, I do feel like we're starting to see some definition in our rotation, but then the question will be, what does that bullpen look like, and then how do we create some insurance or depth at Memphis that gives us that right balance? So as we enter the final 2 weeks of camp, that's something that we definitely have to work through.
What have you seen in this camp from Alex Reyes?
First off, he looks healthy, and I think that's the most important. I think the second part of that would be that his stuff looks like it always has been. In other words, good. I think the third component of this, which I think needs to be a focus of this is I don't think his command's been sharp. I think, you know, he is a little rusty. When you look at how little he's pitched over the last 2 years, clearly it's not overly surprising. But I do think you have to remind yourself, given his workload over the last 2 years, which has been, you know, very little, we have to be patient. So obviously the next couple of weeks are important for him, and we'll have to decide like what's best for him.
Dakota Hudson, he's been used as a starter. He was so good last time out. How do you view the next couple of weeks for him?
Yeah, Friday night he was, you know, arguably brilliant. He had that sinker going, and he was a ground ball machine, and obviously he had a lot of success that evening. So I think when you see that, you understand why we get so excited about him. And again, he's another guy that we still have to define what that role looks like. But when you have outings like that, that makes it a little easier.
How about Mike Shildt and his first camp? What have you seen from Mike? I mean, you know him so well, but what are the things that you picked up from Mike maybe that you didn't know about Mike going into this camp?
You know, Shildt is obviously a very organized, prepared individual, but I think it's really hit the reflection you're getting from him to our players is something that stands out. Players seem to enjoy being a part of this camp. Players seem to be in a really great mindset. I think they appreciate his transparency and candor. And I think that's been a benefit for everybody here. And, you know, I think the one thing about Mike is, you know, Shildt wants to hold these guys accountable. And so he's sort of put the onus on them, which I think is a very smart strategy. And, you know, I do feel like as you take a step back and you just look at a, you know, that 25,000 foot view on how things are being run here, it's been impressive. And I know you get a unique view of this camp because of your position, but I do think even like the common fan that got the opportunity to come and sit out there by the quad and see how things are moving would have appreciation for the flow of this camp.
No doubt. I get asked all the time about Marcell Ozuna and his health. I know you do too, Mo, everywhere you go. So I'll ask you, how's Marcell doing?
You know, he's progressing well. I think all of us are pleased at where he's at. I know a lot of people are like pounding the table for when is he actually going to play in the field, but you know, we stated all along that our goal wasn't to be you know, having success at the Grapefruit League. This was always about, you know, positioning ourselves to have him ready for opening day, and that's what they're working towards. I actually spent a little time with him this morning, and I think his mind frame is great. I think he's excited about where he is, and you know, he does want to prove doubters.
How about Dexter Fowler and his camp? Have you been happy with what you've seen?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us was, you know, how was he going to show up to camp? And obviously, when your season ends with injury, he was in that boot probably longer than he wanted to be this offseason. But he showed up in great shape, and you know, he's I think from a mind frame standpoint, he's in a very good spot, and he knows that you know, this year matters, and he wants to have an impact on this team. And so I've been impressed with just how his day-to-day has gone in this camp, and I think, you know, when you look at his personality, it is infectious. So it is someone that, you know, can be a very positive person on this roster, and you know, so far so good.
Anybody else, Mo, stick out to you, the young players that always somebody seems to, you know, or a couple players always stand out for the staff and they get to stick around and play a little bit longer? Anybody stand out for you?
I mean, these questions are always sort of interesting because you're never sure if you're talking about like that is going to have an impact on the Cardinals, you know, in the immediate future or more long range. But let's just talk about like sort of the short term, meaning that might have their fingerprints on this team at some point. And someone like Jake Woodford stands out as just, you know, he's really thrown the ball well. And the other one is Ryan Helsley. I think both these guys have had very positive camps. We sent Helsley out just the other day, but it wasn't because of performance. It was just because we're not going to have innings for him, mm-hmm. and he needs to prepare himself for the season. So both of those guys, I think, have looked good. And when you're thinking about a little bit further or longer view, someone like a Dylan Carlson.
It was impressive yesterday, wasn't it?
He's had an impressive camp. Yeah. You got to remind yourself he's 20.
Right.
And to see him do what he's doing is, I mean, that's what gets you excited. And, you know, really, there's probably in a stranger universe that he could be in the big leagues at some point. Now, I think, you know, it's smarter for everybody involved to keep developing and growing, but you know, just adding experience to his resume. But it's been fun to watch, and I'm happy for him, because you know, when we first drafted him, he was someone that we thought would grow into what he has, and we're starting to see that.
I'll continue my conversation with John Mozeliak in just a moment. Blues will be back in action again tomorrow. The place to see them will be at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, and that'll be a Ticket Tuesday. You can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hotshots location every Tuesday Blues game this year. Throw on your Blues gear, show up, and register to win a pair of Blues tickets. Cheer on the Blues, and you'll enjoy awesome food and drink specials throughout the game. Hotshots, proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, and your home for all the games all the time since 1990. Hair Saloon for Men, founded in 1997, and they now have 16 locations in St. Louis, and you'll receive the perfect haircut. They keep client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want. They'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Now, for $22, you get the haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and a complimentary shoe shine. $22, that's all at Hair Saloon for Men.
And a final question. You did do a little business down here with Miles Michaelis, extending him. That's got to be one of your finer signings, I would think, bringing him over and your staff, and now extending him, and everything has come to fruition what you thought it might be.
You know, our guys that cover the Asian markets, and specifically Japan, you know, they were on him. And, you know, from a analytical standpoint, it matched up well. And I think his performance translated well here and at the major league level. And, you know, when you think about this relationship or partnership, if you will, in baseball today, having him live in Jupiter, having him have family in St. Louis, I think helped us in this. Some guys might just say, look, I get one big bite at the apple and I'm going to wait and test it in free agency. He decided that if we could get, you know, close to that big bite,
yeah,
he was willing to stay in St. Louis. So we're excited that we got it done. You know, Miles is a great guy. He and his family are really special people, and you know, we're glad it was something that we could get done before the season started, and you know, now he has that security, and you know, he's going to be part of the Cardinals for many years.
Thanks, Mo, appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.